World Refugee Day is held every year on the 20th of June. It's a day to reflect on the situation of the millions of forcibly displaced people throughout the world. The annual commemoration is marked by a variety of events in more than 100 countries, involving government officials, humanitarian aid workers, celebrities, civilians, and the forcibly displaced themselves. Narasimha Rao is the chief of mission of the UN Refugee Agency in Kosovo.
20th June, UNICEF commemorates World Refugee Day to raise awareness and bring the suffering of people, displaced people, to the knowledge of the general population in the world. In Kosovo, of course, the numbers we are talking compared to what's happening around the world is quite low, but it's also unfair to the displaced population that even after 15, 16 years, we're still talking about solutions for this population. We have like about 8,000 or so who are intending to return from Serbia, about 2,000 to 3,000 from Montenegro, and about few hundreds from former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Between Kosovo institutions and the governments in the region like Serbia, Montenegro, and former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. And that cooperation would result, we hope, to bring find solutions to this population, both in the place of displacement and also bringing them back to their original place before displacement. We are hoping that we would be able to bring back some 8,000 or so from Serbia, 3,000 or so from Montenegro, and as I mentioned, 200 to 300 from former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. So numbers are small, but the challenges are big.
Hule Polazzi is a member of Roma community returned to Peipec from Montenegro.
Before we lived in Peipec. After the conflict, I lived in Montenegro. And I am grateful to you that you have respected us and have brought us back home. You have nicely built them, but I would like more help because we are poor people. We cannot earn a living anywhere. Thank you. I wish for everyone peace.
How are the conditions over here?
Conditions are very good. The only thing we are missing is employment and assistance. Otherwise, we have no complaint. Thanks to you, we have the houses, we have the land.
Despite difficulties for employment, the returnees are pleased to get back home. Miradea Isaku, a member of Roma community, returned to Klina from Montenegro, compares her living conditions after returning.
It wasn't good. We lived in containers, then from containers we were moved to tents, and then into barracks. We never had a good living. We wanted to come back to our place, to live in our place.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the international community to intensify efforts to prevent and resolve conflicts and to help achieve peace and security so that families can be reunited and refugees can return home. The UN Refugee Agency in Kosovo has helped more than 80 people to return so far this year. It plans to continue working to find sustainable solutions for all those who want to return home. Kosovo's number one. 107.2. Ophelia.